I can't wait to say this. The investing world is all a Twitter. You see, Twitter, that service that lets us all know what our friends, family, and famous favorites all had for lunch, is going public. In Twitter's registration materials, the company claims that 300 billion tweets have been sent to date. So, besides Twitter trivia, is anything interesting about Twitter's initial public offering? Well, maybe. Twitter is one of the first IPO companies to take advantage of a small provision in the Jumpstart Our Business Startups Act, or Jobs Act. The Jobs Act, in an effort to encourage more U.S. IPOs, allows for emerging growth companies to opt out of some of the more onerous requirements of IPO registration. This exemption was intended to allow smaller issuers to benefit from an IPO without incurring the significant costs of ongoing financial disclosure and of complying with the Sarbanes-Oxley Act of 2002. However, emerging growth companies are defined as companies with less than $1 billion in revenue that have gone or will go public after December 2011. This large category encompasses nearly all IPO issuers, not just the objectively small. Apart from the occasional Facebook, Groupon, or other behemoth IPO, almost all IPO issuers will qualify as EGCs, meaning Congress just created a very large registration exemption for almost all prospective issuers. As an EGC, one of the first benefits that Twitter took advantage of was the ability to file its registration materials confidentially, as compared to having registration materials available for free public view on the SEC's online portal. This exemption allows companies to be scrutinized by the SEC in private and potentially cancel an IPO without the public being aware of a failure-to-launch scenario. However, Twitter tweeted to the public that it had filed its registration materials confidentially. You know how crazy Twitter users can be when it comes to oversharing. Once Twitter was ready to proceed with its roadshow and selling efforts to the public, then it filed its public registration statement, or Form S-1, and according to the new rules, its private filings were then available for public view. As an EGC, Twitter is also not required to produce as many years of accounting statements, certify its internal controls procedures, or be as detailed about its executive compensation disclosures. These exemptions relieve EGCs from the most expensive parts of Sarbanes-Oxley and the most controversial parts of Dodd-Frank. Twitter has signaled in its IPO materials that it may take the relief from the internal controls requirements and omitted some executive compensation details that are optional to EGCs. However, Twitter irrevocably elected not to take advantage of decreased requirements regarding audited financial statement disclosures. Academics and regulators are very interested to see in the next few years which companies elect to take advantage of the EGC exemptions, which ones don't, and whether investors shy away or don't care. But emerging growth companies eventually have to emerge. IPO companies outgrow their EGC status no later than 5 years from the IPO date, but could lose their exemptions earlier if they reach $1 billion in revenues or have a market capitalization of $700 million. Notice that none of these benchmarks reference profits at all. As Twitter discloses in its IPO materials, we have incurred significant operating losses in the past, and we may not be able to achieve or subsequently maintain profitability. This is Christine Hurt.